And Sam and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good too, but.
Mm-hmm. But either one by itself is not too good.
No, ma'am. No, no. See, Sam sits back his heart and out his butt up and everything. And here's Clay. If you ever got it up and it turned dry, Clay would hold more moist than Sam.
Yeah. All right, suppose you've got some land that's got water standing on it and you want to get rid of that water. What do you say? They're going to be doing what to that land?
Well, it had to be, running ditches around and trying to draw the water out.
Would you say they were draining it?
Yeah, that's what it is. They have to put ditches around it to drain it. Come on.
Now, what do you call, let's talk about the different sizes of water, bodies of water. All right, what about a little one where children might go swimming? Just a little body of water, you know, not a big one. What would you call that?
Well, I just call it just a little water hole.
Little water hole. All right, now suppose it's running.
Well, it would be a little water hole.
All right. And then what's the big river down here? Well, I told you, didn't I? What would you call the thing that the bridge goes over?
That's the river.
All right. And how about down here? Right across the road down here, when we went over to get the watermelons yesterday, and we saw some children swimming down in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where was that, do you know?
Yeah, I think it took the mud by the old front mill. Now, I would say that's a creek.
Mm-hmm.
That's a creek.
Okay.
But it's a creek, but it ain't got no bottom. Some faces know it ain't got no bottom.
Then it'd be a kind of a scary place to go, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what is a run?
Well, just water. It's creek, just regular running. It don't dry up, just regular. It's just a stream of water coming through.
Like by a mill or something.
That's right.
Okay. All right, what's the name of the river down here?
Blackwater.
All right, you know the name of the creek?
I think that's Beale Creek.
All right, now if it rains a lot and the rain cuts through and leaves a big kind of hole place back there, what do you call that?
Well, that's just a slough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a gully?
Well, then it's just a gully. Yes, where it's done washed. The water just done washed in there. That's what you would call a gully.
And suppose you've got land that keeps washing away.
Yeah, it will do it. It will. That's a big rain, pretty close to a creek. Then when the big rain comes, that water doesn't hit it come out, and the road just watch it flying away.
All right, now tell me what we're talking about land. What is where the land goes way up high and you can hardly see the top? What do you call that? Real high land.
I would call that a mountain.
That's right, I believe. Now, if you had to go between mountains, what would you call where you could go? You know, instead of trying to go over the tallest part, you'd go through where?
It'd go through the mountain.
Would it be a pass
then? Yeah, it'd be a pass.
Right.
Through that.
And what would you call the side of a mountain if you came to the side of the mountain and went straight down?
Well, you would.
Would that be a cliff?
Yeah, it would be a cliff.
Mm-hmm. All right, now talk about waterfalls. Are there different